It is time for the ESPN College Football Pick'em for week number 13. Let's not waste time. Let's get to this thing.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. I am most active on X if you want to follow me over there. If you got any questions, anything like that, obviously reach out to me on there, or you can always email. If you're old school, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Let's get to it. Let's not waste time. Let's just talk about these games. We got 10 games that ESPN puts up. The record thus far on the season, and I don't know what these other ones were, but regardless, we apparently skipped week two. Y'all know we didn't skip week two, but apparently with these picks, we did. So currently we're ranked 18,505 out of like almost like a million people or something. So we're doing pretty good. We're better than 81.9% of all picks. So not bad. So let's get into it. Let's see what week 13 looks like. And we'll start off game number one. It's got Ohio State as an 11.5-point favorite over Indiana. So that is where we're starting off. Let's go ahead and jump into what the stat projections say. My number on this is Ohio State -4.5 currently. Now, my spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats has Ohio State -18.5. All of these numbers look good for Indiana. All the advanced analytics, all that kind of stuff. But here's a major difference. Ohio State's current strength of schedule is number 28 in the country. Indiana's is number 106. Ohio State has gotten to play Penn State on the road. They've gotten to play Oregon on the road. They don't have a ton of like great home games that they've played and whatnot, but you know, the Big Ten is what it is. Same with Indiana. Big Ten is what it is. But the most talented team that they have faced to date was Michigan last week. And if you look at what Indiana has done on offense, they're not very good at running the ball. Number 48 in PPA per rush. That has come down drastically. Justice Ellison is a dude, but this is a rough spot for them because last week, 28 rushes for 40 total yards against that Michigan defense, and Ohio State's defense is better. So what is this going to look like? I swear, I've got allergies so bad. It's November. What the hell is happening? Anyway, I'm worried that Indiana is not going to be able to establish the line of scrimmage at all in this. And if that is the case, I don't know that they're going to be able to pass. They are number one in predicted points added per pass. But that's dropped off a little bit. How healthy is Curtis Rourke? He seems okay, but yeah, I mean, he got hurt and the offense wasn't that good against Washington. The offense wasn't that good against Michigan. There were all kind of problems here. Just something to pay attention to. I choose to trust the spread based on the last 4 weeks. Ohio State -18.5. This thing is actually up to 13 now. I'm going to take Ohio State -11.5. 38% of people have picked that one. Next on the board, Ole Miss going to Florida. They'll be down in Gainesville for this one. Ole Miss favored by 9.5 on the road. And let's swap it over. Let's see what we got here. Ole Miss -16.5. For my overall number, based on the last 4 weeks, it's got Ole Miss -23.5. Here is my issue with Florida, who did beat LSU last week. That's a team that did beat Ole Miss. The game is at home for Florida. However, Ole Miss is coming off of a bye. Florida, they had to play Georgia. They had to play Texas. They had to play LSU back to back to back. Now Ole Miss coming in rested. Ole Miss feeling really good about themselves because they did absolutely destroy this Georgia team. that beat Florida just a couple weeks ago. Ole Miss's defense, number one in the country in havoc rate. That's pretty intense. Florida, number 87 in havoc allowed. There is a world where this Ole Miss defensive front just blows up this Florida offensive line. Absolutely. Ole Miss, number three in PPA per rush on the season. Florida's defense, number 74. Both of these teams good in special teams, number four and number 12. Both of these teams good as far as talent composite. Ole Miss's starting bunch is better than Florida's, I believe. Florida, bunch of injuries throughout the season, so that number 12 right there may not be totally accurate. As far as the offense is concerned, that's, you know, this is all Ole Miss. Ole Miss not exactly big on running the ball. They've had some injuries, Hendry Parrish, and all this kind of stuff. But Florida's defense just does not measure up in any possible way here. Points per game margin, number 2 to number 76. Red zone conversions, the penalties per game, Ole Miss, they commit a lot of penalties. They're number 130 in the country in penalty yards per game. Florida is number 52. So you're looking at about 20 yards of difference. 30 yards. 30 yards difference. So there's 30 hidden yards in there somewhere for Florida. The issue for me, Ole Miss's defense, like I said, havoc rate, number one. Offensive line yards allowed, number six. They are number 20 in stuff rate. This Florida offensive line is going to have problems. And DJ Lagwe, who is really good, insanely talented, he's going to have problems because he is not totally mobile right now. Still dealing with the hamstring problem. I don't think they're going to try and get, I don't think Florida minds getting blown out here because I think they get bowl eligible next week. That's what I think. So we'll take Ole Miss. Let's go back to this screen and Ole Miss minus the 9.5. We took that one. All right, so both favorites thus far on this one. SMU. Hold on. I got to tell you, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel and like the video, if you would so kindly. That would certainly help me out big time. Don't forget, if you like these stat sheets, bettingcfb.com. That's where you need to go. So bettingcfb.com, bonus content. I'm about to put out like 3 podcasts over there. Like just evergreen, Q&A, whatever kind of stuff. But you can only listen if you are a member. So bettingcfb.com is where you need to go for that.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Okay. Back over to the other page. SMU is going to Virginia. SMU is a 9.5-point favorite. They're in a position right now where they, if they win one more game, they're in the ACC title game. Not the AAC, the ACC title game. So they are in the big leagues now. This is a spot where they have never been. The offense looks really good, all that kind of stuff. Let's swap over. Let's take a look. I've got SMU favored by 16. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I like SMU minus 18. I have gone back and forth on this so many times. The number has gone up thus far. So the fact that it's sitting at 9.5 on ESPN, interesting. When I did this sheet, it was already SMU minus 10.5. So it's kind of bouncing back and forth. Virginia, they are 6-3 against the spread now. They are like covering machines. They're really, really good, especially as double-digit dogs. But man, there's not a number on here that I can point at that would make you think that they have some chance of success here. SMU's rush defense is really, really good. That's actually what Virginia is best at, number 51 in PPA per rush. SMU's defense is number 2. Virginia number 108 in PPA, or predicted points added per pass. SMU's defense number 33. On the other side, SMU's offense number 111 in PPA per pass. Virginia's defense is number 105. SMU, not that great at running the ball. They run it 54% of the time, but they're only number 52 in predicted points added per rush. Number 51 in yards per rush. Number 42 in rush rate. Number 40 in rushing success. In those metrics, Virginia is number 94, number 67, and number 85. So, like, I think SMU can kind of do whatever they want to here. But it kind of looked like that last week against Boston College. And Boston, now, the difference is Boston College, it was not debuting, but they had a different quarterback that they were using. So their offensive game plan changed. I'm going to go with the favorite. I don't feel great about it because SMU is in one of those spots where they've never been here. So what is that going to look like? So I'll take SMU because the numbers certainly say it. And they haven't shown me any reason to think that they couldn't. But Virginia, I mean, they play to the final whistle no matter what. And so I will take... I'm going to talk myself out of it. Man, I wish this thing was at 10. I wish it was at 10 so bad. Give me Virginia. I just spent all that time. You get into November, and it's just, who knows, right? You guys, jump in the comments and tell me what you think about this, because I am back and forth. I know all the numbers say SMU, but man, this feels like the kind of spot that just, it'll sneak up on you. This one, I know which direction I'm going here. UConn going to Syracuse. Syracuse, a 10.5-point favorite here currently. And we'll pull up the sheet on this one. I've got Syracuse favored by 6. Spread based on the last 4 weeks, because Syracuse has been all over the freaking map with turnovers and negative EPA. Blah, 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 right? It's got UConn favored by 15 over the last 4 weeks. Now, I know that number is not correct. That is a highly volatile number, because if you start looking at 247 talent composite, Syracuse is number 48, UConn is number 101. Neither of these teams very good in special teams. Penalties, UConn is significantly better. UConn is number 45 in penalties per game, but they are number 71 in penalty yards per game. Depends on what kind of penalties you get, right? Just depends on what kind of penalties you get. I think that UConn is better than people are giving them credit for. This team is 7-3, the same as Syracuse. They're not as talented, but man, they are efficient. And this is one of those, it's like a schedule spot kind of game, right? Syracuse went to Boston College, then they go out to Cal. They've played 5 of their last 6 on the road. Now they get to come back home. It's an early game. They're playing against a non-conference team, and they've got Miami next week. UConn was sitting at home off a bye, like just hanging out, scheming, doing their thing. Yeah, this feels very much like UConn should be able to hang here. They're really good at stopping opponents from scoring once they get into a scoring opportunity that's inside the opponent 40-yard line. On the other side, you know, number 68 in points per scoring opportunity, this Syracuse defense can't stop anybody from scoring once they get in. Number 105 in points per scoring opportunity. So, I think UConn's going to be able to run the ball here. I think 10.5 just feels like it's a little too much. I know the strength of schedule difference, I know all that, but this seems like a Super Bowl kind of spot for UConn. We'll go with the Huskies, plus the 10.5 on this. Boom. There we go. All right, next up. Big Ten time. Penn State goes to Minnesota. Penn State favored by 12.5. This is another one of those spots. This is another one of them, right? 12.5 for Penn State on the road in Minneapolis. Let's take a look. Okay. Right now, I've got Penn State favored by 12. The spread based on the last 4 weeks has Penn State by 21. Minnesota is number 33 in the country in PPA margin. Penn State is number 9. I wonder about this. Penn State number 11 in talent composite. Minnesota number 45. So there is a pretty drastic difference there. But man, this Minnesota defense is actually pretty good. There's nothing really for Penn State to like look ahead to, or what they're. I mean, they just beat the absolute crap out of Purdue last week. But Minnesota, I mean, at home, they're pretty tough. Minnesota is 7-2 against the spread. Penn State only 5-5. 12.5 might be a hair too much. Penn State, not explosive. I wouldn't look for them to be super explosive here. I think their biggest thing is just win the game. Just win, and you should be fine. But I do wonder. Penn State's defense, like every number, is just significantly better. In Minnesota, number 61 on offense, PPA per drive. On defense, Penn State, number 13, defensive PPA allowed per drive. Success rate, Penn State, number 4 on offense. Minnesota, number 42 on defense. Minnesota does a good job of not allowing people to score. It's just that they allow them too many opportunities to do it. Minnesota's number 26 in points per scoring opportunity. That's points per drive inside the opponent 40. On this one, I mean, Penn State's defense is number 9. The Minnesota defense is number 35 in points per scoring opportunity. The Penn State offense is number 10. Penn State's got the edge in everything. But, man, this is one of those spots where it's like this is the last road game for Penn State. Minnesota is pretty good. They're not great by any stretch of the imagination, but they're pretty good. This thing has gone from 11.5 up to 12.5. Ugh. Let's go Minnesota. Why not? Why not? I mean, this thing's pretty close. The later in the season you get, when you have playoff berths on the line, that kind of stuff, yeah, I think it's going to be kind of tight. Minnesota finds ways to stay in games like this. We'll roll with the Gophers. Why not? These are not, by the way, these are not official plays. This is just for the contest. This is not stuff that I would typically play. I'm not going to bet Penn State and Minnesota. I'm just not going to do it. So, but I'll tell you where you can find my official plays, and that would be the BetUS College Football Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, myself, Parker Fleming, Kyle Hunter, we will be over there breaking down the biggest games and the games where we have the most value, or we feel as though we have the most value. So, check it out, the BetUS College Football Show. There's a link down in the description. Make sure you are subscribed over there. We're going all the way through bowl season, all the way through the national championship game, and beyond. We do off-season talk as well. So make sure you are subscribed over there. Also, if you've not already, check out GoSleeves. GoSleeves.com/WCE. The promo code WCE is going to get you 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. They got the best compression sleeves that you could possibly find. They are great for elbows. They are great for knees. They are great for ankles, joint. They got compression socks. They got compression shirts. They got compression sleeves. They got everything that you could possibly need, all kind of different gels and whatnot to make you feel better. And I'm telling you, when you are a 41-year-old man and you have a 6-year-old that likes to wrestle all the time, he thinks he's Roman Reigns some days. He thinks he's Seth freaking Rollins on some days. You're going to get hit with an elbow. You're going to be in the floor getting a bionic elbow or whatever it's called. Like he'll grab you and it's going to hurt. My shoulder is still killing me, but I got the gel. Eases things up. It's very easy. So check it out. GoSleeves.com/WCE. That'll get you 15% off. All right. So these are not my official plays. This is just for the contest. You should have been in on this contest. All right. Kentucky goes to Texas. Going to Austin on a Saturday afternoon. This is the ABC game on Saturday afternoon. Texas next week has got Texas A&M. The Longhorns are favored here by 20.5. Next week is the big one. That's the one that you got to win if you want to go to the SEC title game. That is the one that you got to win if you want to go to the playoff, really, because I don't know that Texas is going to get there without a win in College Station. So this one is pretty important, though, because Kentucky is not good. I think that's putting it mildly, but we shall see. That's not what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Okay. So, Kentucky is currently 4-6. They have to win this one and one more in order to get to a bowl game. I don't think they're going to get there. Just a guess. Just a guess. So, looking at this, I've got Texas favored by 26 based on the last 4 weeks of spread, whatever. I've got Texas minus 22. On this, I am going to go ahead and take this number has not moved, by the way. I'm going to take Kentucky. Kentucky shows up in big games. They really do. There's not a lot that you can point to Their offense has been absolutely dreadful. I don't know how they score on Texas. But at the same time, I don't think this Texas offense is clicking totally. And we saw this against Arkansas last week. I don't think they're great. Like, at least not on offense right now. They can't run the ball, certainly. And they only do it 41.5% of the time. So they throw the ball a lot, and they are really good at that. And no, Kentucky is not great at defending it. They're number 116 in yards per attempt. They're number 73 in QBR allowed. But, man, like, this just feels like a game where Kentucky kind of hangs around a little bit. This might be like a 24-10 kind of game, 27-10 or 31-13 kind of, you know, just get out of there healthy, make sure nobody gets hurt before you go to College Station. So let's make it easy. Let's go over to this Kentucky plus 20.5 on that one. All right, moving along down the line, game number 6, Army and Notre Dame are playing in Yankee Stadium. That's right, in the Bronx. This is part of the Shamrock series, whatever it is. Notre Dame is favored by 15.5, 43% of the picking public, at least as far as this contest is concerned. They are on Notre Dame, and 57% on undefeated Army. So, of course, why don't we just take a look at the numbers here? I've got Notre Dame favored by almost 14. Good gracious. Spread based on the last 4 weeks of raw stats, I've got Army favored by 4. I know you see it. I know you see what's up there, right? Army, current strength of schedule, number 133 out of 134 FBS teams. Notre Dame, their strength of schedule is not great, number 82, but they have been absolutely demolishing everybody. And yes, Army has been demolishing teams as well. However, Bryson Daly, been a little iffy here lately. That's their quarterback, if you were not aware. This Army defense is okay. Number 65 in PPA allowed per rush. Notre Dame is number 4. Notre Dame runs the ball a lot. They've gotten a lot better throwing the ball here lately, too. Riley Leonard could not throw it to start the season. But now, it's slightly different. So, typically, these kind of games, it gets real iffy, right? Because you don't know how many possessions you're going to get per game. Army is number 134 in the country in offensive drives per game. That is the fewest amount of drives from an offensive football team, and they are so efficient on offense. Number 1 in PPA per rush. They are number 10 in PPA per pass. They are number 1 in yards per attempt. Number 1 in QBR, but they only throw the ball 13% of the time, or less than 13% of the time. They run the ball 87% of the time, and they are number 1 in PPA per rush, number 3 in yards per rush, number 1 in rushing success rate, number 1 in offensive line yards, number 1 in stuff rate, da-da-da-da-da. But this is a different caliber beast that Army is going against. Notre Dame is number 10 in the 247 talent composite. Army is dead last. It is all developmental for Jeff Munkin and company. So I look at this, and yes, all the numbers look great for Army. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. But we're not being fooled. We know what this is. We saw it with the Navy game. Give me Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 15.5. I know what this is. While we wish that Army could upset Notre Dame, obviously not Notre Dame fans, but I think a lot of people would like to see the troops get a W here. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't even think they're going to cover. I think Notre Dame can name their score. This Notre Dame team is rolling right now. So we'll take Notre Dame, minus 15.5. More G5 here. The Boise State Broncos, favored by 23.5 on the road at Wyoming. Wyoming has not been very good this year whatsoever. I think that's the easiest way to say this. So let's take a look. Let's see what we got here. Based on stats, I've got Boise by 23.85. Well, that is just about right on the nose, isn't it? This thing came up from 22.5, so there have been people betting on Boise. Boise, they've not been very good going to Wyoming. Not that that's necessarily going to make any kind of a difference here, because This Wyoming team is not the same Wyoming team that they had under Greg Bull. It's just not even close. The offense has gotten a little bit better over the past few weeks, but man, they put up 10 points on Colorado State. It's not good. It is not good. And Colorado State is the team that looks like Boise is going to play in the Mountain West Conference Championship game, so long as things continue to roll the way that they have been. But if you start looking at some of these numbers, the Boise defense can get got. They're number 117 in QBR allowed, number 107 in yards per attempt. But the Wyoming offense is number 122 in PPA per pass. They're number 116 in yards per attempt. 127 in QBR. It's just not, it ain't great. On the other side, this is what you need to be worried about. So, they're throwing the ball a little more now, 44.5% of the time. Number 23 in QBR, so Maddox Mattson has done good things. They're number 31 in yards per attempt. They're number 5 in predicted points added per pass. But they can do all of that because they run the ball like gangbusters. Ashton Jeanty is freaking unbelievable. And I don't think Wyoming can stop them. Wyoming number 78 in offensive line yards allowed, number 62 in stuff rate. That's not even where it necessarily matters because Ashton Jeanty himself is just a machine. Boise can name their score here. Like, it really doesn't matter. So, while they've kind of been in some of these games, like against Nevada, that was Jeff Choate knew exactly how to go at this team. I don't think Wyoming does. The thing that I'm worried about is exactly what the weather is going to be like. There's a chance it might rain just a touch. It's going to be really cold, kind of windy. So it's really going to be up to whether or not they can run the ball. And boy, Boise 3-7 against the spread against Wyoming. And on the road at Wyoming, that's in the last 10, by the way. So 3-7 against the spread in the last 10 against Wyoming. And Boise is 1-4 in their last four, or 1-3 against the spread in their last 4 at Wyoming. So Wyoming typically plays them pretty close here. This is a different version of Wyoming, though. Let's make it easy. Let's go Boise State. I feel like there's somebody somewhere that's going to be able to hang with Boise. And last week it was San Jose State. And San Jose State, like, that was some of the most egregious non-covering football I've ever seen in my life. Just absurd. Absolutely absurd. All right. The Washington State Cougars. 12.5-point road favorites at the Oregon State Beavers. Y'all, this is... You want to talk about a mismatch. And the numbers will tell you otherwise, but let's go on and pull it up. So the numbers I've got, Washington State favored by 9 based on the last 4 weeks. Washington State minus 15. So basically the 12.5 is just like right split dead in the middle between the most recent and the full season. Washington State's current strength of schedule, number 104. Oregon State, number 92. So there's not a huge difference there. Oregon State can run the ball. So they're going to be able to run the ball on Washington State's defense. Number 22 in PPA per rush compared to number 129 for Washington State's defense. On the other side, it's a lot of green on the Washington State side, a lot of red on the Oregon State side. Oregon State cannot stop the run. John Mateer could have 200-plus yards rushing again. Mateer is the quarterback, by the way. He's going to be able to throw the ball basically whenever he wants to. Like, it's they will be able to run the ball all over Oregon State here. The question is, can Oregon State run the ball enough to keep the ball away from Washington State? That's the question. I don't know that they're going to really be able to score a lot of points, but the Washington State defense does leave a lot to be desired as far as that is concerned. You start looking at points per scoring opportunity. Oregon State's number 88, Washington State number 94. I trust Washington State to be able to score a lot of points here. I know they're on the road, but they've been to Corvallis before. They know about this. Looking at just efficiency, number 112 in 5 factors plus talent rank for Oregon State. Washington State is number 36. And the biggest thing that you got here is Washington State is not coming in as that one-loss team that might maybe have an outside shot at a playoff, you know, whatever. No. This is a team that got beat on a last-second play by New Mexico last week. They are going to be looking for blood. I don't think that's good for Trent Bray and company. So we're going to go with Washington State to cover. All right, and then last game here. Well, let me go and tell you this. Tickets are expensive. You guys already know. If you've been listening to this show, you know what's up. TicketSmarter.com is where you need to get all your tickets. They are the best third-party vendor on the market. They are fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I use them. I have used them. I will continue to use them because you trust them. They got great customer service, everything else. And they allow you to save money every single time you buy tickets, whether it is to an NBA game, whether it is to a college basketball game, college football, a concert, you're going to a show. There's a bunch of stuff going on at the Orpheum in Memphis. Like, there's things to do. So I highly, highly recommend it. Use the promo codes WCE10 or WCE20. WCE10 is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. And you can save money each and every time out. That's not a one-time sign-up bonus. That's not, you know, use this once and then we've got your information and we're good. No, you can save money every single time you buy tickets. It's very easy. Very easy to do. So do yourself a favor. Save some money. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. If you want to support this show, it's very easy. Go to winningcureseverything.com. There's a web store over there. We got all kind of shirts, all kind of mouse pads, friggin' coffee cups, like whatever. If you want to support the show, you want to put that brand, that Winning Cures Everything brand on you, we would appreciate that. You can do that. winningcureseverything.com. Also, subscribe to the channel. Like the video. You guys know how this YouTube thing works. Like, yeah, y'all know how the podcast thing works. Leave a nice 5-star review. Like, just all those different things. All those different things. All right, last game. Alabama going to Oklahoma. And Alabama currently a 13.5-point road favorite, at least per the ESPN contest here. 84% of the people have picked Alabama. This is a tricky one. Alabama's in the playoff hunt. Alabama has played really, really well. But it's Norman at night. Last big SEC home game for the inaugural season for Oklahoma. Let's take a look at what the numbers look like. That's not the right one. That's the right one. Okay. I've got Alabama favored by 17 here. Spread based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Bama favored by almost 26 points. Yeah. Yeah. And I've actually got the total going over, but to go over, this Oklahoma offense would... they would need to score points. Can they do that? Like, it's not that the Alabama defense is a bunch of gangbusters, but like this Oklahoma offense is not good. They have gotten some wide receivers back, but man, can you trust Jackson Arnold with the football? Like, this team is number 130 in fumbles lost per rush. Alabama's defense is number 8 at getting fumbles from the opposing team. Turnover margin, Bama's number 4. They're number 38 in giveaways per game. They're number 3 in the country in takeaways per game. They are generating turnovers at a really, really large rate. On the other side, Oklahoma's number 111 in giveaways per game. That is not what you want against a team that has a bunch of ball hawks, really. So, let's look at this Alabama offense going up against this defense. This is where it gets tricky because Alabama needs to be able to run the ball. They typically can with Jalen Milroe. The running backs have not been great by any stretch of the imagination. Bama number 11 in PPA per rush, number 29 in yards per rush, number 49 in rushing success rate. Oklahoma's defense is number 1, number 6, and number 3 in those metrics. They don't allow rushing explosives. They don't allow offensive line yards. This is a good, good Oklahoma defense. On the other side, When Alabama's throwing the ball, that's where they can have some success. Number 26 in PPA per pass, number 8 in yards per attempt, number 14 in QBR. Oklahoma's number 73, number 72, and number 74 in those. They don't allow a lot of passing success. They're not the worst as far as allowing passing explosives. Bama's number 2 in passing explosiveness. Oklahoma's number 56. So Bama's offense has the edge here. But on the other side, I don't know how Oklahoma scores. And with this thing sitting at 13.5, I feel like you almost have to go Alabama, but this feels like one of those, like the Tennessee-Oklahoma game, right, where everybody kind of thought, well, Tennessee's going to blow these guys out, and Tennessee did put up points early, but this Oklahoma defense is good. 13.5, you got Auburn coming up next week. Everybody's saying all Alabama's got to do is just win. You win out, and you're going to the SEC title game, and that's great. That's great. Kalen DeBoer, successful first season, you know, whatever. Is it that easy to go to Norman and win? This is a place that they're not used to. Bama has not been to Norman since like 2003, 2004. Like, a bunch of the kids that are on this team right now were not even alive the last time that happened. And so while the numbers dictate that I take Bama, I am going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to take Oklahoma at plus 13.5. This thing feels like it might be, you know, not a ton of points. Let's say 28-17 kind of thing. Get in, get out, get a win, whatever. But certainly no style points in this spot, because I think Norman is a really difficult place to play, especially at night. And this is a massive, massive game. So I will take Alabama. Or sorry, I will take Oklahoma to cover against Alabama. I think Alabama will win. But again, could get kind of tricky here. Could get tricky. All right, let's see. What about our tiebreaker? Yes. Our tiebreaker is, how many total points will be scored in Indiana versus Ohio State? Well, let's look back at the stat projection. My stat projection has got 67 points here. 36-31.5? Like, no. No. Let's say that it goes over. We'll take 12 points off of this. So let's say 55 points. We'll do 55 on that. So I think it'll go over by just a touch. But man, there is a world where it does not even get close. Not even close. All right, let's recap it. This thing went longer than it was supposed to. But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. All right. We're going to take Ohio State minus 11.5. We're going to take Ole Miss minus 9.5. We're going to take Virginia plus 9.5. I talked myself into that one. UConn plus 10.5. We're going to take Minnesota plus 12.5. Kentucky plus 20.5. Notre Dame minus 15.5. Boise minus 23.5. Washington State minus 12.5. Oklahoma plus 13.5. And our tiebreaker, 55 points in Indiana, Ohio State. All right. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button for me. That would certainly help us out. And by us, I mean me, because this is it's a one-man show. It's just me. BettingCFB.com. That's where you need to go. If you want all these stat sheets for every FBS versus FBS game, I got them. And I've already posted them for this week. You can go check it out, BettingCFB.com. And, of course, don't forget the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. All right. That is going to wrap things up. You guys are fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for being here each and every week. The season is rapidly, rapidly coming to a close. I hate that, but also, I get it. Like, it's time to do the playoff thing, and then we'll get into the offseason where on bettingcfb.com, you know, it's $5 a month, $50 for the year. Well, you get 2 free months. I'm going to be talking futures. I'm going to be talking recruiting. I'm going to be, like, all sorts of stuff that you can't get anywhere else because it's only 4 members over there. We got a really fun community, so check it out, bettingcfb.com. All right, with that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, @GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.